Your next appointment is for Wednesday.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome, madam. You can go in now.
Thank you.
You can go in now.
Do you like crossword puzzles? Am I bothering you?
No, it's okay.
I love crossword puzzles, but some ignorant person has solved it before me, and it's all wrong. Are you also here for...
No.
I thought so. Your nose is really nice. It shouldn't be touched.
Yours is nice too.
Really? I'm honestly not into this stuff. I'm just here to ask some questions for a relative. I've heard that they show you pictures of your post-operation nose with a computer.
Really?
Yeah. Are you having second thoughts now?
No, not really. You see, I've heard the same, and I want to see my post-operation photos. Who knows?
No, don't you dare do it. Your nose really suits you. And I'm not just saying that. My line of work isn't completely unrelated to these things.
Are you a hairstylist?
No. What do you think I do? Excuse me. Hello? No. I can't come right now. Yes, please call her. No, no, no. Just remember that I need to approve the fabric. Okay, goodbye for now. I'm sorry. So, you didn't tell me what you think it is that I do.
I honestly can't say.
I'm in the fashion industry. I'm a fashion designer. I work with models.
How befitting.
Thank you very much. You have a beautiful face. It's got character. This is my number. I have a fashion show next week. You should come. I'll put together some outfits for you, with a special price.
That's wonderful.
I have a few very special outfits. I'll keep them aside, especially for you. I'm not like these doctors. As soon as I see a person, I know what clothes will suit them. And I don't need a computer for that at all. It's all up here.
I actually really do need some clothes.
Then I'll see you. Give me your phone number so I can call you about the time and date.
Oh, that's not necessary. I have your number. I'll call you.
Okay.
Ma'am, you can go in now. See you later.
What do you do in this house?
There's a lot of work to do, sir. I was away for a week. I went to our village.
Doesn't my wife cook for herself in this house?
She was out for lunch.
And the rest of us don't matter.
What can I say?
This isn't a fridge, it's a trash can. I can't find anything in this lousy fridge. I've bought a huge fridge just for cold water and ice.
He's gone mad.
What's wrong? Why What's the matter? Why are you nagging again?
We spend so much damn money in this house, and there's not even a bite to eat, for God's sake.
Why didn't you order a pizza or something?
I'm sick of ordering out and eating kebab and fast food. Just once I'd like to finish work at the end of a long day to come home to the smell of a home-cooked meal.
Am I your personal chef? Why are you so greedy?
What are you talking about? All I want is just a little bit of life in this house. Just a little bit.
How on earth was I to know that you'd be home at this hour? What are you doing here anyway?
I had to take care of something, all right?
Uh-huh. Now I know why you're acting like this. Go upstairs. I'll fix you some shrimp or chicken nuggets or something like that.
What the hell's the difference between that and fast food?
Afshin, honey, I can't prepare a feast for you right now.
Don't you be sarcastic, Neda.
You knew that I wasn't the kind of woman that was into cooking or having babies and all that. Besides, you're not the kind of man to put some money in my hand each morning then go off to work. So stop this attitude and all this talk about a home-cooked meal and a little life. It's all just an excuse. We know what the problem is. Go solve it right now. You'll feel much better. You can become the Afshin I know. I'm the same Neda.
Sit down, I want to talk to you.
Right now?
Why not now?
Take a good look at yourself. Now is really not the time. You're too upset.
I'm not upset. It's about the company.
You are upset.
I said I'm not!
Yes, you are, Afshin. And I have to get ready. I'm meeting the girls at Latifa's house.
Oh, now I get it. I've ruined your plans. I should have called your secretary first and made an appointment, huh?
See, I told you you're upset. I'm not discussing anything with you now, do you understand? Not us, not the company, nothing like that. When you're feeling better, we'll talk. Okay, darling?
Madam said I should make lunch for you.
But where's she going?
Out, shopping. I don't know. What should I make for you?
No, nothing. I'll go out. Hello?
Hello? Hi. It's you. Now? Why there? Non chatike. Nothing. I'm just talking to myself. Okay, let me see what I can do.
Good morning. It's about time.
Hi. I was tired.
Where are you going?
Out.
Out? We're out. There are a lot of places you can call out. Where exactly are you going?
Not that far. I'm going to work.
What are you doing, Azar? You should have called me.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, does she always go to work at this hour?
Why are you asking her? Why don't you ask me?
I'm never home at this hour. Your mother is. She knows when you girls come and go.
My mother is dead. I have to go. I'll be late.
What kind of job is this that has you working and sleeping these odd hours?
It's not always this way. My boss just called and said I need to translate an email and send it to Italy. They're off on Saturdays and Sundays. If I don't send it today, it'll be too late.
Isn't there anyone else in this place that can do that?
No. You should be proud that I can do something no one else can. I get paid extra for it, and now I'll be paid overtime as well.
I am proud. But now that you are leaving, it's daytime and you come back at night. Does your boss allow this child to go home at this hour? Money isn't everything, you know.
Mahmoud, please, don't bother her.
How should I know? He's my boss and I'm his employee. He told me to go. I'll be back soon.
Okay. All right. I'll take you there and I'll bring you back.
No. It might take a little bit longer.
Huh? Didn't she...
No. It might take a little bit longer.
Huh? Didn't she just say she'll be back soon?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I said that I'll be back soon, but who knows how long it can take?
Only God knows. When you'll actually be back, isn't that right? That's okay. I'll wait for your work to finish and I'll drive you back home.
Saman is going to pick me up.
Yeah. But you didn't know how long it'll take. You want the poor boy to wait?
Well, he said he'll wait, just like you. Don't worry, Dad. Everything will be okay.
Well, if Saman will drop her off, you should stay home today, Mahmoud. Since you came home early anyway, you can help me with some things around the house.
If Saman is picking her up, then I guess it's okay.
Okay, is he picking you up?
Yeah, he's going to come, Dad. Don't worry.
But this won't do. They can't call you at any time they want. You're not their slave, you know.
It's not always like this. It's only when they have urgent emails like today. I better go or I'm gonna be late.
Let her go, Mahmoud.
Okay, go. So, what do you need me for?
Well, actually, the backyard is a little messy. In a little while, I won't be able to clean it. I should take care of it now while I can. So we should get to work, don't you think?
Okay. Leave the heavy stuff for me. You need to be really careful from this point onwards.
I don't have that much stuff on me. I needed to go get some. Don't stop here. Go ahead, get going. Take the main streets. This won't do.
Miss Shireen, is something wrong?
You need a lot, and the streets aren't safe. From now on, I will only meet you in the office.
Yeah, have you brought the usual? I don't have enough money just now, right?
Oh, God. You always pay up front. You're being really difficult today. You should have told me on the phone so I wouldn't have brought you so much. What should I do with the rest of it now?
Well, then just give me all of it, all right? I'll pay the rest later in my office.
I'm sorry. I can't do that.
I'll get you the rest in my house, all right?
I have to spend my whole day with you. Che bel giorno.
What?
I'm talking to myself.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Is something wrong?
No. Weren't you supposed to pick up Ghazale?
Pick up Ghazale? Isn't she home?
Who is that, Azar?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
But why are you here?
Ghazale is waiting for you at the office. Go get her.
You came unannounced.
Yes, I was supposed to come pick her up, but my cell phone battery ran out and I got stuck in traffic. Apparently I'm too late.
Apparently, you're very late. You better be on time next time, or she may not be here at all.
No, I knew she was leaving. I'll go pick her up right now. She'll wait until I get there.
Won't you come in for a cup of tea?
No, I don't want to be late. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Please do tell, what does Ziran need now?
It needs me.
I see strength in your character, my friend, and I dare say that you are far more than a servant to me. I believe that none of the statesmen in Tehran are worthy enough to lead it. The future of Iran is in your hands.
Today, I have made you the number one authority in Iran. I trust that you will be just and virtuous toward all the people, from men to child.
Vigilant, capable, an Iranian king.
Do you see, Prime Minister? I do not listen to anyone. I only listen to you. You shouldn't listen to anyone else, but me either. Do what is necessary to bring stability and peace to the nation.
Gentlemen, Tehran is not the seat of power. It is the military command center. Once again, we hear the drums of war.
Receive allowances for no good reason whatsoever. I'm giving an order now to cut those payments immediately. This is my final decision. I have chosen and I have decided to align myself with Iran's desperate commoners.
True patriot, just and resourceful, reliable and incorruptible.
The thought that one day I may have to turn my back on you sends a shiver down my spine.
Who is this man?
Every single thing must be under his command. He does not know how to distinguish.
Amir Kabir on iFilm.
What are you doing? You've gone and left all the doors and windows open since this morning. Listen, do you know where Netta keeps her money?
I really don't know, sir. Only she can tell you.
Yeah, I bet you don't know. How would you anyway? Where is she now?
I think the hairdresser's.
Are you serious? And that's why she took all of the money in the cupboard?
I already told you. I don't know, sir. She knows. Where are you going?
The office.
Are you taking me on a tour of Tehran? Why didn't you tell me to come to the office in the first place?
I thought I had money at home, all right?
Oh dear. Turn it off. Hello? Where are you? What? I'm at the office, of course.
Okay, stay there. I'll come pick you up.
Okay. Make sure to call when you get here. I'll come down.
No, I'll come up. Wait for me. Just wait for me.
Okay, I'll wait. Goodbye.
What was all that about?
Nothing. Hurry up. Ma'am. The windows are just spick and span. I washed all the bathrooms, toilets, and the sinks. They're sparkling now. And I ironed all the curtains.
Najma, do you need some money?
No, ma'am. You're always very generous.
Then what is it? You can tell me. Did you break something?
No. When I was cleaning the windows, your husband came home.
So? Did he do his work and leave?
What can I say?
What are you really trying to say? Don't beat around the bush, I'm busy.
When you were away, he came home, and he was in a hurry.
He's always in a hurry.
There was a lady with him. Downstairs, in the car.
And?
I think she wanted to come upstairs with him. I was here, so she didn't.
Then what did he do?
He was searching for money. Then he went downstairs and he left with that woman. I didn't want to pry. I just happened to see her. I didn't want to tell you at first, but I just thought I should tell you anyway, so you would know.
But now you did. How's this one? Nice?
You look beautiful. What a waste.
What did this woman look like?
She was young, but you're prettier.
Which one is better?
All men are the same, my dear. As soon as they find someone else, then...
Najme, I'm late. Which one?
They're both nice. This one.
Once you're done, you can leave. You know where the money is. Take it. And from now on, don't follow me everywhere telling me what he's been up to. Okay?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Excuse me, which unit is Miss Barani's office?
Unit 44, last floor. I think they're gone.
No, they're in.
But I saw them leave.
I know they're in.
Name, please.
Mr. Falahi.
Please go right ahead.
Thank you very much.
Hi. I thought you were close by.
Hi. There was traffic.
Everyone's gone. Hold on a second.
Yes?
Mr. Barami?
Yeah.
Excuse me, may I leave?
Just stay for a few minutes. Just 2 minutes, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
He says 2 minutes. You wait downstairs, I'll be right there.
What's wrong with me staying here?
He doesn't like it. He says we shouldn't mix business with our personal matters. You know how he is. If he sees you here, he'll be angry.
Okay, I'll wait downstairs in the meantime.
I'll be right there.
Here's the money.
From now on, just the office with all the money.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stretches because it's hot. Wait a minute. Are the insides stretching too? Look at it. It's disgusting. Ew. This is gross.
No, it's not.
Wow, Mr. Falahi. So you can smile. I thought you already had Alzheimer's.
I dropped by your house before I called you.
Did you kiss my father?
Don't be silly.
You didn't? You should have gone in, shook his hand, like a man, and then kissed him on his cheeks. It's a tradition.
And why did you tell him that I'd pick you up?
Well, you did, didn't you?
Then why didn't you tell me about it?
Hold on. Sir? Sir?
What are you doing?
I want him to play Hercule Pirates theme song. Aren't you a detective now? It's no good without the music. Even you know that. Come on.
I'm serious, Gazelle. Aren't you gonna answer me?
Saman, father was acting moody and wouldn't let me go. And then there was Barami on the other end. So I said you'd pick me up, which you did. And now I'm here. And this is cold. Look at this. May I?
Help yourself. They removed Autry. It's over. We're not gonna go to Malaysia.
What about you?
I don't know. I'd do anything to revive the project.
What are you going to do?
I'll stand by it. I'll take the kids to Malaysia by myself.
Have you lost your mind?
No, I'm serious. We've saved enough to...
Did we?
I mean, I have. They've been waiting for this moment. They've worked really hard for it this entire time.
So what? What's it to you? Are they your children?
I'm their coach.
Oh-ho! So Gottby pays for the football player's travels expenses himself. Why do you talk such nonsense? Your savings? I stay at the office to get paid overtime, and then I'm interrogated by you?
Do you mean to tell me that I should forget about all that I've done?
Yeah? So we should forget about our savings then?
Then what about me?
What about me?
You don't take me seriously, Gazelle.
Do you think this is a game? My team is losing and your team has to win?
Quiet.
Why? We've discussed this. Our plans are clear.
They're not clear. They're all in your imagination.
One doesn't work hard and save all his money for the sake of imagination. You're imagining things. You care only about a few pieces of scrap metal. What do you think is going to happen in Malaysia? It's a competition between a bunch of teenagers, and you've blown it out of proportion.
You just see yourself.
Your own money, your own job, your own savings, your own future. It's just you, you, you.
Nima, honey, sit down.
Okay, Mom.
Come, my son. Get out.
Mommy, pick me up!
Nima, dear, you can walk.
Please, pick me up, please!
You naughty boy. Why so lazy?
For God's sake, come on. When will you women stop crying already? If Tamine finds out, I'm sure she's gonna kill us both. Looks like there's a lot of them this time.
There are a lot of guests.
Should I call that girl I told you about? Well, you can meet her as a replacement for Ghazale.
No, Ghazale is doing okay now.
It would be nice if you'd leave a few things for the store.
You stand here all day selling nothing. At least I can try selling them at the fashion show.
That girl is really pestering me.
Already? She hasn't even started yet.
Not her. Fatane.
You didn't give her my address, did you?
I'm not an idiot.
You can't handle a woman.
What can I say?
What does she want? Money?
That too. She's mostly whining about her son, saying she misses him so much.
Tell her to get lost. If it weren't for me, her son would be begging in the streets now to pay for her drugs.
I keep telling her that. But maybe you could give a little something that would make her shut up, keep her away from me for a little while.
Can't you take care of it without the money?
But she keeps talking about motherhood and makes such a fuss.
Motherhood. When she needs a fix to remember motherhood, Shahab, you better not give her my address and then tell me that you felt sorry for her.
No, ma'am. She wants money.
If we keep giving her money, she'll become like a stray cat that's always at my door.
But you don't trust me? I just have to say scat and she'll tuck her tail and go.
Here, give her this, but don't tell her I gave it to you. Tell her it's from you because you felt sorry for her. Tell her you were afraid to ask me. And I don't want to hear her name from you again, is that clear?
Don't worry, ma'am. You can count on me. I'll take care of everything.
Actually, I worry because you're taking care of it. Listen, be firm with her. Make her vanish from our lives. This boy we're talking about is just beginning to get used to this life. If she bothers you too much, get rid of her somehow.
That won't be necessary. I'll be firm with her. That'll take care of it. I'll give her a little something extra to send her away. A place I know, outside the city. I know a lot of people there.
I don't need your generosity. I haven't sunk so low that I need you to take care of me. Here, give this to her, too. I'll pretend I've lost it. And bring these down to my car for me.
Yes, ma'am.
So, basically, you put this over here, and then you screw this over here.
Could you pass that wrench over?
Now, what's important is you know that's that wrench.
I'm not touching anything.
Wrench, the same one.
No, no.
Wait, tune that up.
There's
over
a
there
screwdriver.
No, no, don't touch that.
Okay.
Leave it.
Hello, children.
Hello, Professor.
How's it going? Let's see you've done with him. He's looking good.
The problem was its motor rotation, but now that we've adjusted it, it'll definitely rotate according to the exact amount of energy that it needs.
Well done, guys. Then you finally figured it out. I was wondering how long it would take you.
Excuse me, you knew all along, sir?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, turn it off. I want to speak to you. Listen, boys. Every once in a while, things don't always go the way that we planned out. We've expected one thing, but something else happens. We lose control and everything turns out wrong in the end. Although, we've learned to accept these situations in our line of work. Things just happen. You need to know this, remember. Because in these situations, you need to make the best decision, or perhaps the right decision.
Are you trying to tell us that you're leaving us?
No, I'm staying with you, in this club. This is my home, just like you.
Mr. Falahi?
Yes?
One moment, please.
How can I help you?
I want the computer password.
And you are who?
I am Aloy, the new project manager. They told me you have the password.
Whoever told you this made a mistake. A huge mistake!
Hey, what's going on?
Sir!
What's going on?
Mr. Falahi, I'm speaking to you.
There's a big difference, right? Don't you agree? We didn't win that time.
Excuse me? Where do you think you're going? You know he's not in. Everyone's waiting.
You people are the reason he thinks he's so important. Move over.
What is your problem? Do you have any idea what could happen?
What would have happened? Tell me, I want to know.
I don't know. He'd get really angry.
Tell me, who is this Milhari fellow? A canceled project doesn't need a manager?
I'm just the secretary. I don't know everything.
Do you want me to do some damage here right now?
What's with you today?
I thought the team couldn't go to Malaysia because of budgetary limitations and all this stuff. I'm not in good mood today.
I can see that. Put those back. The trip is going to happen, just with different people. The team is going with another group.
What are you talking about? What are you even saying? We did all the hard work.
Don't tell anyone I told you.
I won't let that happen. I won't.
There's nothing you can do. Everything's arranged. That's life.
I don't care about the trip, but I won't stand by and watch other people reap the benefits of our hard work.
It's a battle you cannot win.
You might be right, but I won't go down without a fight. You hear me? Do you hear me?
Don't be stupid. He's gone nuts.
همین جا رو همین گوشه دنیا رو همین دل تنگی و دل با پسی ها رو همین ها رو توی قلبت نگه دارو خودت رو دست این کابوس نسپارو به من برگرد از این اصرار از این سرگیجه تبدار از این احساس حتا از خودت بیزار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار Thank you. محافظت میره. بری بره بری عاشق شدم از حافظت میره. بری عاشق شدن از حافظت میره. همین جا رو همین گوشه دنیا رو همین دل تنگی و دل واپسی ها رو همینو